we'll move on to the rest of our regular agenda, and we've covered items 531 and 532. Let's move to item 533.
533, authorize a borrowing of not more than $31,885,000 in anticipation of the Fire and Police Disability and Retirement Fund levy for fiscal year 2015-2016.
Mr. Beery.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. Jonas Beery, the city's debt manager. This ordinance authorizes issuance of up to $31,885,000 in short-term tax anticipation notes to fund an annual cash flow deficit of the Fire and Police Disability and Retirement Fund. Approval of this ordinance is being requested on an emergency basis so that we may complete the transaction as soon as practical to meet the cash flow requirement. This is an administrative financing action that the city completes each year to ensure cash flow to meet monthly requirements of the FPDNR system. The FPDNR fund receives cash from a voter-approved property tax levy each November. Tax receipts from that levy may be spent through the end of the fiscal year on June 30th, which creates a gap between July 1 and receipt of that November levy. These tax anticipation notes provide the funding to accommodate that gap in calendar 2015. The notes will be secured by and repaid from fiscal year 15-16 FPDNR levy receipts and will mature no later than June 30th, 2016. We expect to sell the notes via a competitive bidding process in July, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you. Questions for Jonas? Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then we'll take a roll call vote on the emergency ordinance.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
This annual event causes me great amusement because it sometimes gets irate emails from people thinking we're borrowing another $31 million that's never going to be paid back and the world is going to hell in a handbasket. And in fact, it's something that, as you said, we do every year. It's a matter of when the things are when the property tax levy comes in. And so it's evidence of good fiscal management and not a problem.
Yeah, I'll certainly second that. As I mentioned in my State of the City speech, I get to talk with other mayors at the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and the fact that our police and fire pension system is this boring, and that a debt issue like this is routine, and that we pay our bills, is something that is just science fiction in a lot of other American cities. So credit to Jonas and to the managers of the Fire and Police Disability and Retirement System over the years, and again, continued credit to Commissioner Saltzman for the fact that we're now on a trajectory where we are not likely to ever hit our levy cap. This is the kind of news that other cities would love to have. Thank you. Aye. Good work.